The current time is 9:49 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Here is the latest weather summary for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. Unseasonably warm temperatures will continue through Easter Sunday and into start of the upcoming work week, with highs each day in the 80s. Light southerly wind for tonight will increase for the daytime hours Sunday, generally between 10 to 20 miles per hour, but it still won't be as windy as this past Friday. Dry conditions are expected for the majority of the area through most of the day, but there is a slight chance for a few showers and thunderstorms during the evening and into the overnight. Monday looks to be dry before better chances for showers and thunderstorms arrive with a cold front on Tuesday. These chances will continue through Wednesday, at least, and may even linger into Thursday for parts of the area. Cooler temperatures and blustery north winds will prevail for second half of next week. Here is your 7-day National Weather Service forecast for Osborne and Kirwan, Kansas, Franklin, Nebraska, and surrounding areas. Tonight, clear. Lows in the mid-40s. South winds, around 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. South winds, around 10 miles per hour, then becoming 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly clear with slight chance of showers. Lows in the lower 50s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy with chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of precipitation 40%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-40s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Cooler. Highs in the lower 60s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. At 9 p.m., at El City Municipal Airport, it was clear. The temperature was 61, with a dew point of 39, and the relative humidity at 44%. The wind was east, at 6 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.07 inches, and steady. At Russell Municipal Airport, it was clear. The temperature was 63, with a dew point of 44, and the relative humidity at 50%. The wind was southeast, at 12 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.08 inches, and rising. Elsewhere in north-central Kansas, it was clear, with a temperature of 59 at Phillipsburg, 59 at Smith Center, 62 at Hayes, and 61 at Concordia. At Norton, it was fair, with a temperature of 63. Across southern Nebraska, it was clear. It was 60 at Holdridge, 66 at Hastings, and 65 at McCook. In western Kansas, it was clear. It was 57 at Goodlund, 63 at Dodge City, and 61 at Garden City. In central and south central Kansas, it was clear. It was 63 at Salina, 63 at Great Bend, 61 at Wichita, and 63 at Hutchinson. In eastern Kansas, it was clear. It was 66 at Topeka, 61 at Emporia, and 61 at Coffeeville. And elsewhere across the region, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 61 at Denver, 60 at Kansas City, 64 at Omaha, 64 at Sioux Falls, and 59 at Oklahoma City. Again, at 9 p.m. near the listening area, it was clear. It was 59 at Phillipsburg, 61 at Hill City, and 63 at Russell. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. For this afternoon and tonight, due to the combination of low relative humidity values and occasionally breezy southeasterly winds, near critical fire weather conditions will be possible this afternoon primarily along and north of Highway 6 in south central Nebraska. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. Near critical fire weather conditions can't be ruled out across far western portions of the area Sunday afternoon, but increasing dew points and relative humidity values should keep most areas above near critical thresholds. Thunderstorm chances return to the local area early Sunday evening and continue off and on for at least portions of the forecast area through Tuesday night. It is too early to determine exact severe weather potential, if any. The current data suggests Tuesday will have the best chance for any strong to severe thunderstorms. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight, but reports of any wildfires are greatly appreciated. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station KWN 59, operating on a frequency of 162.500 MHz from tower facilities near Kerwin, Kansas, and is a result of a joint effort headed by Phillips County Emergency Management, with cooperation from the counties of Phillips, Smith, Rooks, and Osborne. The station provides routine and critical weather information for 5 counties in Kansas, and 2 in Nebraska. Norton, Osborne, Phillips, Smith, Rooks, Franklin, and Harlan. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, Nebraska, proudly serving south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas.